911, what is the address of your emergency?
The story is true.
Some county justice files.
All true stories here on the Summit County Justice Files. Thanks for checking us out. Welcome back to the Justice Files. It's your weekly dose of law and order, Summit County style, brought to you by Crystal 93 and the Summit County Sheriff's Office. I'm Tom Fricke with Crystal 93, here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, and we're here to inform and educate and engage with the community.
Yeah, but before we get started, Tom, just a quick disclaimer. The Justice Files exclude some of the more serious and sensitive offenses, as well as ongoing investigations that could jeopardize prosecution. And of course, everyone accused of a crime is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Crime may not pay, but it sure makes for some interesting stories. So buckle up as we dive into the latest criminal activity, the lessons learned, and yes, more than just a few moments of law enforcement levity. Because while justice is serious business, a little humor never hurt anyone. Unless, of course, it was a crime of bad jokes. We are accused frequently of such crimes.
Yeah,
let's get into it. Starting out with a welfare check, a report of a mail in a vehicle was received with very little information. And before disconnecting, the caller said it was unknown if the male was breathing.
Yeah, it seems like the last few weeks we've had a few of these. It looks like somebody's dead in that car.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You've got to be, if you're not dead, you've got to be sleeping pretty hard.
Real sound.
To look like you're dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is one, again, we respond to everything. We treat everything like it's real. Luckily, this is another one where we got there, and it was a guy in a car that just needed some alone time, as he put it, and he was just meditating. Wasn't dead.
All good.
It makes me want to meditate, though, if you can rest like that.
Does that put you in that meditative state?
Don't do it in your car, because we don't want someone to think you're dead.
Make sure you're pulled over safely to the side of the road before you start your meditation.
Oh.
Well, there was a resident of unincorporated Blue River reported finding an intoxicated male lying in a sleeping bag on his property. He attempted to call out to the man, but got no response. Was he dead?
So here's two dead.
Another
dead
one.
There's two dead people calls right in a row.
Yeah.
You know, as we've talked about before, we're so rural here that, you know, people actually have property. It's not like the big city where, you know, it's house after house after house. And sometimes people that are traveling through or maybe unhoused just decide that when they get tired and they've drinking a little too much, they just want to lay down with their sleeping bag and go to sleep. Turns out that this guy had just had a few too many adult beverages and decided that he was tired and was going to put his sleeping bag down right where he was for the night. And it just turned out that it was on somebody's property.
Whoopsie.
He forgot to look that there was a house just over his left shoulder. When the property owner tried to rouse him, again, it was someone that, I don't know if these people are, it's like playing possum. I mean, it's interesting that when someone shows up in a uniform, though, boy, they get up right away.
Oh, yeah. They respond quickly.
I don't know what that is.
Joe Civilian comes around, and now I got to stay sleeping.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend like maybe if I ignore him, he'll go away.
Right.
Even though it's his property. But, yeah, I was just pointing out that we go to a lot of these where, you know, and occasionally we do come across dead people.
Not anytime soon. That hasn't happened recently. I mean, which is a really good thing.
Which is
thankfully, yes.
Which is a really good thing.
Let's knock on wood.
Let's knock on wood.
Okay, thankfully.
But the look on your face was, I know it's, you know, it's a podcast and not television, but the look on your face was priceless.
Thank you. I'm sure everybody picked up on that listening.
You could see it because you could hear it or couldn't hear it.
Well, also, you know, things in this rural area bring up another whole aspect of living in the mountains. Wildlife encounters on a regular basis here in the mountains of Colorado. Deputies assisted Town of Breckenridge police officers on a vehicle trespass, but this time, instead of a criminal, it was a bear.
A real bear, not Smokey the Bear.
No, it was a real bear, and the bear was trapped inside the vehicle and had caused quite a bit of damage. having set off all the airbags while struggling inside. That must have freaked the bear out a little bit.
Yeah, the video is pretty good.
Well, there was a call to 911. Let's listen to that.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a super bad emergency, but I have a bear stuck in my roommate's car, and he cannot get out. And I think I should... A bear is stuck in my roommate's car, trying to get out. And
there's a bear stuck in your car? Is that what you're saying?
In my room. Yes,
is it that unbelievable?
Car.
In your roommate's car. What kind of car?
Yeah. It's a blue Subaru.
Okay, I understand the bear's in your car. Is anybody in danger right now?
No. I am the closest one. Of course, I am keeping my distance, but no. Yes, the bear is literally inside. He cannot get out.
Are the doors of the car, like, closed and he's trapped inside? Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Where is the car parked?
The car is in the front of the road. Oh, in the driveway, kind of. It's like two houses in one. Half is us where we live, and the other half is other people. But he's in between the two houses, like in front of the house.
Pretty calm for a guy who has a bear locked in a car.
Sir, they're going to come and assess the situation. I'm also going to let Department of Wildlife know just in case they need to come out and help you guys get that bear out of the car.
Sounds good. I'm supposed to be working. I don't know if I should be. I will call my supervisor to check because, you know, I work in, you know, I told her what's going on, but I don't know if I need to go back to work or wait for you guys to show up, but I will call that.
I would stay there. Just let the officers get there, okay, and, like, assess the situation, make sure everybody's safe and that they're in the right place, and then they'll tell you, like, if you can go to work or not, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, yeah, and then just don't go near the car and don't interact with the
bear. I know.
Don't interact with the bear.
He goes to my neighbor's car, too. I see the car open, too. Fuck, this motherfucker been doing... Sorry to talk about that. Yeah, don't worry. The thing took me to get to my house. I need to go close to where it's happening, the situation, but I will wait for the cops.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye. And they responded.
They did. And before you play the body cam,
right,
to set the stage.
Okay.
So this bear is truly locked inside the car. He has completely destroyed the inside of the car. Oh. It's a big bear.
Yeah.
All the airbags have gone off. Destroyed the whole inside of the car. And while this bear was busy destroying the inside of the car, he damaged it so bad that he's locked himself in. I don't mean like lock the doors to unlock them. I mean he's bent the doors so bad that you can't open the doors. And so now the deputies respond. And now you're going to hear the deputies, the body cam that you have. You're going to hear the audio of these deputies, these crime fighters, trying to figure out how to get a bear out of a car.
All right, I got an idea. Did you not unlock it?
I don't think I did.
All right, I'm going to hold the door while you do unlock it.
Okay.
And then Sullivan should distract them. Sullivan, distract the guy.
Go on the passenger side.
Is the driver...
Drunk.
Huh? I was just going to say... Might be safer.
That would be locked though, right?
To the left.
To the left?
To the left.
Okay. So now it's unlocked.
Now it is?
Yeah, if you guys want to lift your car.
Hey, bear. I don't think it'll chase him. You're good.
So it looks like the door is cracked open.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like...
Might be jammed.
Why don't we get a shield out?
Yeah.
I got a bigger shield.
I got a bigger issue. I've got a bear locked in the car.
My shield's bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
No.
You're gonna say we could try the passenger side?
He's not.
It's open.
I think it's jammed shut.
You mean try to pull it again?
Yeah.
Let me just
set that forward. Can you just give him a pat?
Give it a good yank. He's close.
Yeah.
Looks like it's closed up again.
Yeah.
You had it for a second, but then...
That's
you want to just cut it, save us time? That's what I'm looking for. Just the trunk.
Okay.
I'm not even seeing that.
And there's nothing on the passenger side?
No.
We can try another door.
Well, he said there's nothing on this passenger side.
Keep in mind, these are trained crime fighters. This goes on for quite a while.
Now, is the dome light on inside the car so they can see what the bear is doing?
Oh, the bear is right there.
Right there.
Oh, okay. It's not a big car. It's a little Subaru. The bear is almost bigger than the inside of the car.
Right.
And the bear would like to get out, too.
I'm sure.
He's probably thinking, if you guys could open the door, it'd be great. And yet they're... You know, if this was a barricaded armed criminal inside the car, this would have been wrapped up in about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's funny, especially as the sheriff, right, sitting here listening to these guys that are trained crime fighters, trying to figure out like, oh my God, it's a bear. What do we do? You know, with their shields and their guns and their tasers.
You mean this isn't standard operating as far as the sheriff's department goes?
Have we tried any other?
You don't train for this on a weekly basis?
And waiting for Colorado Parks and Wildlife to show up might be who knows how long.
Sure, yeah.
So these guys struggled, as you can hear on the body cam, with like, what do we do?
Now it sounds like there's traffic in the area too.
Regular,
I mean, a lot of cars going by.
Stuff's going on. the thing that this won't capture is that when they finally get the bear out, the bear goes on to other cars.
Oh, really?
And breaks into three more cars.
No kidding.
If you've ever chased a bear away, you never really chase a bear away. You think you do.
Yeah, it's
they come
always
back,
coming back
if they're successful.
Right, right.
Yeah, he continued to break into more cars.
Why?
Until they finally chased him out for the night. And then CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, went to look for him.
So how long did it actually take him to get to the bear?
This went on probably for another 20, 30 minutes. I mean,
okay.
Like I said, the funny thing to someone like me is if this was like a really bad guy, armed, barricaded guy, it would have been wrapped up in about 2 seconds. They would have known exactly what to do, and there would be no fear. And here it's a wild animal, and they're more afraid of it than anything.
So they eventually got the bear out of the car, opened the car, and the bear went to break into other
they
cars.
They eventually pried the doors open and got the bear out.
All right.
Crazy.
And the bear is off to break into other vehicles. Now, does CPW do anything as far as trying to track down the bear or just kind of hang around the area?
They do. If it becomes a nuisance bear, they will try to trap it. I remember, forever, in California, bears have been breaking into cars forever, like when I grew up camping. And I remember when I moved to Colorado, I would mention about bears breaking into cars, and people were like, we don't really have bears that break into cars. And now over the years, these bears now, more and more, I should say, here in the county, are breaking into cars. It's almost like they get together after they break into cars and have a meeting and go, hey, you know, you don't just have to break into homes. You could break into cars.
You mean you haven't hacked the bear internet yet? That's where you find them all out there.
That's where they are.
They're all meeting. They've got these chat rooms, and they figure it out amongst them. So them California bears chatting with the Colorado bears. Pretty soon, East Coast bears are going to be breaking into cars.
I'm telling you.
If they're not already.
The meetings are very interesting.
Oh. Yeah, hang on. Yeah, it's a classic. And this is the Justice Files. And you're tuned in to me. I'm Tom Fricke from Crystal 93 with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And we're talking about a man in unincorporated Breckenridge reported an assault by his business partner during an argument.
Yeah, so, you know, oftentimes you will show up on calls like this and you're trying to collect information from the person reporting an assault or name your crime. And especially when it comes to a something like this where it's two business partners involved. And by the time you get there and start investigating, the story starts to unravel. And then all of a sudden, the person who's reporting it doesn't want to talk to the police anymore. And then all of a sudden, you have nothing. And you wonder, you end up shaking your head going, this is one of the ones where you shake your head going, why did you call 911?
Right.
You know, if you're going to involve us and you're so high. And also, you know, you got to imagine when this probably did occur. And when it occurred, you're all hyped up, adrenaline's pumping. You're calling 911. I want Tom arrested. And then when I show up going, where's Tom? I'll arrest him. You're like, oh, I don't really want Tom arrested. He's my business partner. Yeah. And that's what happened in this case. But it's still a resource drain. And when cops hear that there's an assault in progress, I mean, that's a priority call.
No charges?
We couldn't even get to the bottom of it.
Wow. A mystery.
A mystery until the next partner dispute.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Because they always come back.
You'll hear about it on the Justice Files.
They always come back.
There was a driver that reported her poodle jumped out of the window of her vehicle while she was driving down I-70. The driver had to travel to the Silverthorne exit to turn around and head back toward the Eisenhower Tunnel to look for him. And we have a call. Did this come into 911?
Yes.
Oh, very important. Let's hear. Very emergency.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Eastbound or westbound?
Westbound. And my dog jumped out.
What kind of dog is it?
Out of the road. A little brown poodle.
Does it have a collar?
Yes.
What color is it?
Brown.
And the dog's name?
Fonzie.
You said Fonzie?
Yes.
I thought you said Jumpy.
I thought, wow, oh, that was good.
Should be.
I was just in that pull off, that turnout.
Okay. Let me get somebody started up that way. If you do capture Fonzie, give us a call back.
There's a state trooper in a pickup parked right there in the median.
Pretty calm for her dog jumping out of the window.
Okay. Yeah.
And what kind of vehicle are you in? Like an SUV or a sedan?
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God.
Call us back if you capture it. I'll start somebody up that way.
Well, I'm headed towards Silverthorne. I can't get turned around.
Okay.
I can't get turned around to get there.
Are you going to turn around and head back up that way once you get to Silverthorne?
Yes, but that state trooper is already right there.
Okay. I will pass it on to him.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. If she only knew that we don't talk to state patrol. Different radio frequencies.
You just can't switch the radio over to state patrol.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it sounds like, we'll notify state. So what happens is the dispatcher has to call state patrol.
Oh,
state patrol
really?
Then gets on the radio, dispatches there. So there's a delay.
Uh-huh.
But people just see law enforcement and they think, they all talk to each other.
They'll get it, yeah.
I wish it was that. Listen, it's 2025. You'd think it was that easy.
No, it's never
that
easy. It's never that easy.
But could you imagine driving down I-70, which you know the speed's coming down from the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
65, but nobody does 65.
I thought it was 60.
Five.
60 until you get to Silverthorne, and then it's 65.
Yes, Tom.
Believe me, I'm coming out of the tunnel, and I've got cruise control at 60 because of the sign.
You're
going to see the 65 down by Silverthorne.
Tom,
come on.
Tom, I am not telling you to go over 60.
Thank you. All right.
But can you imagine you're doing 60 miles an hour or probably faster as everyone does down that? Why we have such horrible accidents, and then your small little poodle jumps out the window.
It's a bit scary.
That's a bit scary.
Yeah.
And she was pretty calm for that.
She was.
So, you know, we, that dispatcher, the 911 dispatcher, notified the world, you know, not only Summit County law enforcement, but State Patrol and CDOT, Colorado Department of Transportation. And believe it or not, by the time everybody, and animal control, of course, because everybody loves animal control. And they are the ones, just like CPW would have been equipped to handle the bear. Right. Animal control's equipped to handle freaked out dogs on the interstate. But this lady, lo and behold, the person that the dog jumped out of the window, she ended up finding the dog up at the tunnel hiding underneath a tree.
Oh, no kidding. How long did it take?
For her to go down to the Silver Horn exit, get off, turn around, and come back. So probably 10, 15 minutes.
So she found the dog relatively quick.
She found her own dog relatively quick.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They were meant to be together.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's one of those happy dog. Remember, we always try to get a happy dog story.
Yay.
There's the hap. That's what you need is a little yay.
Yay.
Yay. There's the happy dog story, everybody. Because in Summit County, everybody loves dogs. Animals.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Well, after noticing a vandalized bathroom and a woman who had been in a truck not moving for a long time.
There we are again.
At a popular parking area by the Dillon Reservoir, a concerned caller reported the suspicious situation to deputies. And we have audio from this one as well.
Hi, I'm calling from the Dillon River Inlet, and I adopted this. The Prince of Dillon Ranger District and pick up trash. There is a girl here in a pickup truck, and if you had a car in the area, to see if she's okay.
You said you're at the Blue River Inlet by the Upper Blue Wastewater Plant?
Yes.
Okay.
I see that she is moving. She has not been moving before.
Okay. And why do you think we should check on her?
Pardon?
Why do you think we should check on her?
Because she has been in a truck for a very long time, not moving at all. It's a Colorado, and also
good reason to check
someone
on.
Someone has vandalized the restroom here. Do you have a community service truck that's driving around?
Yeah, I could probably get someone over there to check on her. Can you give me a description of the female?
She's not moving.
No, because she's always been, she's not sitting up.
Okay. Yeah, I can get somebody over there to check on her. And then the vandalism in the bathroom, which restroom area is that?
There's only one restroom here.
Okay, good.
And it looks like someone has tried to. The fence here is in bad shape, and the posts that make up the fence, it looks like someone has tried to jam them down the toilet.
I'll make note of that. You may get a phone call from a deputy asking for more information, and their numbers do show up as blocked, restricted, or unknown. So if you see any of those calls coming in, please do try and answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. I do have this out to a deputy, so they'll be checking on her shortly. I do have this out to a deputy, so they'll be checking on her shortly, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, no problem. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye.
And in this welfare check, what happened?
God bless the person calling this in. But it turned out...
I think the words you're looking for are bless her heart.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
It turned out, again, not a dead body. Woman sleeping in her car. had been there quite a while. And again, I don't know. Maybe it's just good mountain air. You know, they say that people have trouble sleeping in altitude. It seems like the last few calls we've had here, people have
no issues whatsoever. It's just where they decide to fall asleep. It's an issue that maybe.
Yeah. And also, you know, obviously these calls when they come out, I mean, as we always talk about, we take every call seriously. And especially when you get a call like that from a woman, it sounds really shaken up and concerned. Because we do find dead bodies that we respond and we try to wake people up.
Thankfully, nobody was dead.
Thankfully.
Deputies attempted to make contact with a man regarding a warrant that was out for his arrest. And when he saw the patrol vehicle, he sprinted inside a building. Deputies were unable to locate the man. He didn't want to be caught.
He didn't want to be caught. For whatever reason... lo and behold, a short while later, the man showed up here at the Justice Center at our front door, rang the doorbell to the jail, and said, "I think I have a warrant for my arrest." The fact that he did that, not only the guilty conscience, but it tells me that he probably had other illegal stuff on him at the moment when he ran from the police, needed a moment to discard those items, and then promptly came and turned himself in. That's the only thing I could, through my training and years of experience, that's usually why people run from you.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a warrant. They're not running because of the warrant. They're running... They've got dope. They've got a gun. They've got something they shouldn't have. They have on them. And they just need a moment to run far enough away to dispose it. So that's what happened. So the guy turned himself in. There was nothing else when he turned himself in other than a warrant. And we took him into the house.
Where he is currently residing.
Where he's currently residing until he sees a judge.
Deputies responded to a residence of unincorporated Dillon regarding a landlord-tenant dispute. The tenant reported that his landlord, who was also his roommate, requested to talk with him. And during this discussion, the landlord allegedly began yelling at him, displaying hostile and verbally aggressive behavior.
Yeah, you know, by the time the deputies got there, you know, the story grew. And... the deputies interviewed everybody. It turns out this, supposedly, the roommate that was threatening him not only was verbally aggressive, but pulled out a knife and threatened him with a knife. The deputies couldn't substantiate any of the threats by the time their investigation was over. I mean, this is one of these he said, she said. There was other roommates there. But this is another one where sometimes you leave there when you can't. When you can't corroborate with any evidence that a crime occurred, that you wonder with this roommate thing, that did it really, like the business partner thing.
Right.
Did it occur? It could have, but nobody's now owning up to it. Everyone's calmed down a little bit. And I'm sure, you know, most of the time, like things like this, a little partying's involved, as we've talked about before. Uh-huh. But by the time the cops get there, they're like, "Oh my God, I don't want Tom to go to jail. I love you, Tom. I don't want you to go to jail."
"I love you, man. Thanks."
"I love you, man."
"Oh, man.
They didn't do anything. I'm sorry."
Yeah. So they all agreed and everything was fine. And
everything was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until.
touche, my friend.
It's not over yet.
Don't we crack each other up? Isn't that something?
I love it.
Oh. Don't you just want to think everyone else out there is laughing with us? Until. That was not even staged.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So they got called back. The
yeah,
same tenant from the prior disturbance called just a few hours later in disturbance with the deputies again being involved. This time the tenant reported that being attacked by another roommate, and the attacking roommate claimed the tenant was talking trash to him. How many roommates are involved in this?
There's three people.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it's the same guy that called, the same victim.
Uh-huh.
And this time, you know, he's a victim again, and now it's the other roommate. And, you know, the victim claims that the roommate was talking trash, and so the other roommate... did assault him and got arrested for assaulting the roommate. So it makes you think, like, all of it from the beginning was probably true between all three of them.
Right.
Right? Still unable to substantiate the first crime with the knife, but the second one, boy, he wanted to press charges this time, and there was evidence of a struggle and evidence of an assault. And someone he went to jail. But unfortunately, it's the same roommate that's the root of all of this that got to stay, which makes no sense.
Said no.
Right? You pushed me to the brink. I hit you.
So
you
did the landlord go to jail then?
Yes.
It was the landlord. Holy cow. Unbelievable. And that's another tenant dispute, roommates, landlords.
Second time's a charm.
Yeah, I guess so. There was a resident of unincorporated Breckenridge who requested a response to her home after she woke up to a bright light in her backyard. No one else should have been at that home. Deputies responded, checking the home for intruders and the outside perimeter of the property. Was it aliens?
Yeah, you know, it's scary stuff in these dark skies at night here. Yeah. And you know, we have found aliens. We found Sasquatch before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a fake one, but we have found Sasquatch before in people's yards. This happened to be animals. It was just animals setting off our lights. But you know, it was a damsel in distress that was frightened. And these things, listen, when you're the person in it, it's real. Right, calling 911 saying that they swear there's somebody in their backyard that, and you live here and you know your lights go off every time an animal. Or your cameras go off every time our wildlife
here. Motion-activated lights or motion-activated cameras.
They're going to go off.
They will, because they'll be activated by wildlife.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's real to the people that it happens to. And luckily, the deputies handle these calls with compassion and empathy and shoo away any wild animals and go on about fighting crime in Summit County.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Summit County Justice Files is what you're listening to. A deputy initiated a routine traffic stop for speeding in unincorporated Silverthorne, and the driver seemed surprised that he was pulled over and had trouble providing an ID or proof of insurance. And the driver was slurring his words. It appeared that he was a bit intoxicated. And we have some audio to go along with this one as well. I said we have some audio to go along with this one as well.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. How are you?
Did you see my lights at all?
No.
Okay, no worries. The reason I'm stopping you today or approaching you is because you sped past me on I-70. So I was going about 70 miles per hour. So you had to have been going about like 75, 80.
Okay. There we go.
I was just trying to get back there.
What was that?
So I'm at the resort that I'm staying at. I was trying to get back here, so.
For one minute.
If you're wondering that he doesn't sound very coherent,
he's not.
You don't need to adjust your audio. Right. That's
What's
really
up?
Him.
No.
Can you imagine there's listeners out there going, wait a minute, I think there's something wrong with my speaker.
Hold on, I got to fine tune this.
Have you been drinking today?
What?
My hotel's right here.
Okay, how much have you had to drink?
I just had...
Just one beer, you said? Where at?
It's at the resort.
Can I see your registration and insurance as well, please? It's okay if it's on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few minutes to find everything, all right? Okay.
He might need it.
Sorry, now.
Okay, you're all good. Again, I'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
So I have a hotel.
Yeah,
I have a hotel at Dillon right here.
I understand.
And that's where I was trying to get my dogs.
Just find your stuff. I'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Low tolerance.
Can I get a second for outside?
So she just called for another deputy to come, and now they're going to do a field sobriety test.
You find your stuff yet?
No, so I was calling my friends. So I have insurance. I have everything.
Okay.
Do you want me to pull my insurance? So...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's us. Okay, so let me pull my insurance up for you.
Intoxicated people can't
so
help
I have
themselves.
My hotel is right down here.
What was that? You were calling your friend?
I don't know.
She's trying to make sense of what you're saying, too.
What about your registration?
I have a registration.
Yeah, can I see that?
Yeah. I'm not reaching for anything, I promise.
No, I see you. I'm just, you know.
I know, I get it.
I don't know what you got in there.
I have freaking bites everywhere.
That's fine.
So I have insurance on the car.
That's fine. We'll get to that later. So I think that you're pretty drunk, so I'm gonna ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
Surprise.
Why don't you face me? We're still having a conversation. So how much have you had to drink?
I had 2 beers at the when I was at Bloodland Pass.
Okay.
And so I rented a room just so I didn't drive home.
Okay.
Then why are you in your car?
I had too much to drink. Okay. And so I got a room down here at Dillon. And it's the Dillon Pass right here. So I got the dog's rooms. I reached where I could get this.
You're tracking all this, right, Tom?
So I have the rooms right here.
How tall were those beers?
Just two beers.
I know, but you know, there's tall boys, right? There's short ones. What? You don't remember?
I remember.
So how big?
They're little guys.
Like normal cans?
Yeah. Little shots.
So, any marijuana?
Yeah.
Okay, the same time as the beers? Okay. So on a scale of like 1 to 10 of how drunk you are, what would you rate yourself as?
I'm good. I got pulled over.
Yeah, because you sped past me. So that's why we're here. Yeah, not great. Because I think you're under the influence and you admitted to drinking, I do want to make sure that you are safe to continue to drive. I know you have a hotel over there, but...
I can park my car, please.
Can I?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So would you be willing to participate in voluntary roadside maneuvers? So they're just like maneuvers that we like guide you through to make sure that like you're sober enough to drive. And again, they're completely voluntary. You can stop at any time.
So my hotel room is right there.
I get you, but I'm asking you a question.
I can.
Would you like to? It's voluntary.
You gotta love when they start having questions.
You do not have to. They are voluntary.
I know how it works.
I'm not forcing you to do these. These are voluntary. It's up to you. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Good. So turn around, put your hands behind your back.
Really?
Yeah. So I think that you're drunk. You're not sober enough to drive. So I'm placing you under arrest for DUI. Additionally, you do have a warrant for your arrest.
I see you drunk.
No.
Yeah, so
what?
We've
are you sure?
Animal control.
My arrest.
Okay, so let's go sit in my car and we'll figure something out with your doggies, okay?
So he ends up going to jail. Animal control comes and gets the doggies for the night.
Can I say goodbye to him? Is that old one? He's on the right there. That's the rock.
We'll just sit in my car for now, okay? And then,
wow.
Yeah.
This is why it's so important to get drunk drivers off the road.
Very.
Yeah. I mean, that
would
guy
you like
you're listening
your,
to, he's driving.
Wow.
Your wallet or your phone?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay,
and then separate your feet here. Stand against the tire and then separate your feet. Would you prefer if he pat you down or me? Okay. Do you have any weapons or anything on you? Okay.
So what's gonna happen with my dog since these?
Do you have a friend that lives in Summit?
I have a friend that lives in Bailey.
Bailey.
That's the only thing I care about.
No, I get ya.
So as long as I can use those dogs.
It's hard reasoning with an intoxicated person.
Very.
What? Oh, buckling you in?
You don't have to do that.
No, I do, because we're going to the jail.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't have you bouncing around, right? Oh.
Can I freeze?
No, your dogs can't go to jail with you.
Move the car right there.
Yeah, so we'll...
Can you move the car right there?
Just, are you okay with that?
Yeah, can you please move it right there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll move the car. Okay, so... By the act of driving in the state of Colorado, you've given your express consent to a chemical test. Will you perform a blood test?
No.
Okay, so if you refuse testing, your license may be revoked and you may be subjected to administrative actions. Okay, refuse. Okay.
So by the act of refusing, he goes directly to jail.
Right to jail. So if
his license taken away.
So for the roadside sobriety test, he had the option to opt out of that. If he said no, would that be an immediate trip to jail too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's just it's great that there's these rules in place.
Oh my God.
And getting these people off the road is very important.
And the beauty of these audio files, I mean, that guy was hammered and he's operating a motor vehicle out there.
Man.
On I-70 flying.
And just blazed by your deputy.
Flying.
Had no idea.
There's a car markings on it. I better keep going.
Oh.
Say, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Boy, oh, boy.
Well, there's another intoxication report. report received regarding an intoxicated male who was hitting cars with a snowboard and threatening to assault people in unincorporated Silverthorne. A woman who was simply trying to go to work had just left her apartment and entered her vehicle. After closing her door, she observed a man jumping over a guardrail near her car and striking the passenger side of her vehicle several times with the snowboard. And fearing for her safety, she fled the vehicle.
Can you imagine the two frames of mind? Here's a woman just getting in her car, trying to go to work, and here's a guy out of his mind, you know, intoxicated, now flailing a snowboard around, beating cars up, including her car.
Not cool at all.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen in Summit County. It's pretty crazy, I guess. We do have
audio.
It is
the Wild West.
Yeah, it is indeed. Let's hear some audio from the snowboard attack.
911, what is the address for your emergency?
Get the fuck off of me right now!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please!
Please.
Get the fuck off of me right now!
I can't make this up, Tom.
You can do whatever you want to, bro. You can do whatever you want to. You can do whatever you want to. You can get the fuck off of me right now. One, two, I'm about to count to five.
He's being pinned down, and he's going to count to five.
Sure.
911, what's the address?
Can you call me?
Hello? I'm about to get mad. Please. Please.
Hello?
Please.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Please. The address is, what's your address, please?
Fucking Wilderness.
What's going on?
Right now, about to fucking...
We got a gentleman either on some sort of drug or something, attacked a handful of people here, and true is snowboarded a car and made somebody go off the road, so two gentlemen out of the house are holding him down right now. He doesn't sound right.
He's being pinned down by a bunch of people that live
there. It's the people from the house are holding him down now?
Yeah, he's either, inebriated or he's on sort of drugs or something, but he locked himself up with like a 12-foot wall down on top of their car and just belligerent right now.
Superman.
We did get a report of this, and we do have people moving. I want you to stay on the line with me until help gets there, okay?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, and then where are you right now? Like, I have your address. Are you on the street? Where are you?
There's no traffic or anything right now.
I'm going to get up.
Okay.
Right now. I'm getting up right now. You're not going to fucking hold me,
okay,
I don't know. Is the driver of the car, is she, just so you know, you guys? Yeah, so the driver of the car is with the with the people that live in this house.
Jumped out of the car and then started attacking people? Is that what happened?
No, he was walking down Ryan Gulch Road. From Ryan Gulch Road, it's kind of like a drop.
Okay.
And he was walking down. He just leaped off that thing.
You ain't shit.
He just started going to town.
Shit.
If he walks down the sidewalk.
Copy.
And he leaps down off the fence. He's in their backyard, essentially.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You fucking pussy-ass bitch. Yeah, pull it. Pussy-ass bitch.
You can hear him talking. He's not all there.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not all there. So.
Fuck your face up, dick! You fucking pussy-ass bitch! Fucking say something!
It's an ETA.
What you gonna do? You just gonna record this shit?
It looks like we're getting in the area of the safe wilderness now, so hopefully not too
Mind
much
you,
longer.
He's pinned down while this is going on.
Yeah. Just don't know where he came from.
He's pinned down, but he's gonna kick everybody's ass.
He's gonna kick everybody, and he's counting to five. Yeah. At five, I'm getting up and I'm kicking your ass.
Drop him off up there or something. I have no idea how he get up here.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
My
do you see any weapons on him?
My pistol. Let's go. There you go, my pistol.
No, he's got a backpack on. He's wearing ski pads.
Okay.
No weapons.
My chest hurts.
Okay.
One hit too many.
Can we please go?
More than one, I think.
Can we please go? Oh my God, I'm about to fucking get mad.
Oh, now he's gonna get mad. Oh.
Get the fuck off of me! I'm about to fuck you up!
Oh!
Get the fuck off of me!
Almost looks like he was skiing today. Like he's geared up like he just came from a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fucking playing! Get the
but
fuck
only,
off of me!
Not a quarter or three. It could be the end of the day. Who knows? Drop, butt could drop
again, you gotta
off
like
and,
how calm the guy
I'm
is on the 911, right?
Yeah. Just, this dude's just raging. Oh my
please,
God.
Please.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Please get off me.
Oh,
now he's
here now.
The cops got there.
Oh, now he's all calm. Please get off.
Please. Yeah, you like that? Right when the, again, it's a uniform. Yeah. It's the black and white. I don't know what
he's
it
not,
is.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be all polite.
Okay.
How
nice.
Please. Please get. Please.
Yes, hey, sir.
And that, please. Please, is not an audio trick by Tom. That's really...
Well, at first I thought there was an issue with the audio. Like, oh, no. Thanks to Tina, by the way, for putting the audio together. I thought Tina messed up, and it's like, oh, what's wrong with this audio? Tina did fine.
Isn't that amazing?
This dude was messed up.
I'm telling you, if we didn't have the recording, you couldn't have told that story.
Not at all.
So this guy's walking down. As you know, Ryan Gulch is a steep road.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of these where the driveway to this building is down below the road. So he does a Superman off the wall. That's what he said. He flew 12 feet down.
I can fly.
Flying. And then starts beating cars and people with a snowboard and screaming and yelling. And luckily, this young woman and her roommates came out and jumped this guy and held him down. And that whole time you hear him screaming, he's actually pinned down by a bunch of guys. Where he's counting to five before he gets up and kicks all their asses. Man. I'm only counting to five. One, two. I mean it. Get off me. I'm going to kick your ass.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad nothing happened to this guy.
Oh, God.
You know, wait, what?
It'd be shocking to know that they did find dope on him.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, my God. And more alcohol inside his backpack and dope.
Uh-huh.
And he slept it off at the jail.
Wow.
Of course.
Took that whole après-ski thing a little too far, I guess.
And he picked up multiple charges, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But what a scary experience.
Not fun at all.
Yeah, luckily she had these roommates that didn't hesitate, jumped right in.
Yeah, they weren't going to take any of this shit. No way. Yeah.
And then, of course, he got polite when the deputies got there.
Yes.
Please.
Please.
Please get off me.
Deputies received an anonymous report of three men fighting inside a car parked in a parking lot in unincorporated Dillon. And upon arrival, they found the three men in a running vehicle. However, it did not seem like they were fighting, and all of them denied any altercation. The men appeared to be intoxicated, including the driver.
You know, here we go again, where people are partying in their car. And whether you understand Colorado law or not, but if you've got car keys and you're inside a car and you're intoxicated, Colorado law looks at it like you're in control of that vehicle. You could stick that key in the ignition and go if you wanted. They were partying. They weren't fighting. They were listening to music, partying, having a great time until the cops showed up.
I'm just picturing a scene out of Wayne's World when Bohemian Rhapsody comes on and the car goes wild.
That's exactly the type okay. of scene. Now, this is common in this area of the county in unincorporated, you know, Dillon Valley, as they call it. And these apartment buildings, for some reason, people like to collect inside their cars, turn on the stereo, and party. Now, if you are outside the car, but unfortunately for this group of banditos, you know, the driver was arrested for DUI. They ran everybody inside the car. And unfortunately, as it always is, as you're sitting there partying with your friends, someone in the car also has a warrant for their arrest.
Ah, yes.
And now the party's over because everyone's going to jail. You know, one for DUI, the other's for warrants. And it's a sad end to their party.
It started out as a good time that night.
And I'm sure they intended to have nothing but a good time and a few laughs and listen to loud music. But, and then look what happens.
Yeah. Didn't turn out so well.
Nothing ends well that begins with drugs and alcohol. It seems.
Back in September, deputies took a fraud report in which the victim living in our jurisdiction in Keystone said his roommate was believed to be responsible for taking his wallet and a check. The check was for $2,900, and the wallet had $300 in cash. And the victim's boss, who wrote the check, got a call from Money Tree in the Front Range, who said a male was attempting to cash his check while using the victim's ID, but it wasn't the guy who was supposed to have the ID.
You wish that Money Tree had audio. Do you know what I mean? Because this is another one where you can't make this stuff up, right? Guy rips off his roommate, rips off his paycheck, decides that the only way he's going to cash the paycheck is he probably should take the guy's wallet, too, and then pass himself. He'll go down to Denver and try to pass himself off. Like, these people in places like Money Tree that cash checks and loan money aren't used to these kind of scams, right?
No. I mean,
they happen all day long.
Right.
And so, obviously, the Money Tree calls the guy's boss and says, hey, he's claiming to be one of your employees. Between that and, you know, the infamous flock cameras that there's so much controversy over, watching license plates go by where this guy's driving, detectives are able to piece it from the theft in the apartment all the way driving to Denver, all the way walking into the store trying to cash the check. Now the stores, we talk about surveillance cameras all the time. Now the store surveillance cameras are captioning. I mean, and so the detectives solved this one, made the arrest. This guy went to jail for not only fraud, but for stealing the cash as well. And it was all well that end well. But this is just another example how, you know, we use in law enforcement today all of the available tools to us. Many of those are like the flock camera system or like CCTV camera systems inside somewhere like Money Tree to put these cases together. It's getting harder and harder for bad guys to go, that's not me. What? That wasn't me. Because there you are on candid camera.
We gotcha.
So it was a good case. Yeah, it was a really good case.
And now we just got to get Money Tree to put in some audio with the video recording.
Could you imagine that audio?
Well, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. And we would play it right here on the Justice Files.
Oh, man. More people would just get audio.
Let's talk about this stalking case. A resident called in to report her estranged ex-boyfriend, whom she has not had contact with for over 3 years, showed up at a doorstep from Utah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wild. Just out of the blue, dude shows up.
This is one of these stalking cases that can be terrifying.
Yeah.
This woman had not had any contact in 3 years. It kind of disappeared off of social media and everything because it was so bad at the time. Never in a million years would think that her former husband would find her boyfriend. And 3 years later, all of a sudden, this guy shows up at her doorstep with some flowers and wants to make up. I can't imagine how terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this stuff is real. I mean, this stuff, her address, phone number, everything's unlisted. He somehow did a deep dive into the internet in some way because, you know, the internet contains everything. And so somewhere, some way, a bill of yours, something, your address appears. He got all the way to her doorstep here in Summit County and thought that 3 years later, it'd be okay to knock on the door and say, I'm sorry.
Totally unannounced. Let's just show up.
Which is even more scary, right?
Oh, my gosh. And you don't know what her current... Well, maybe he does. Maybe he's been stalking so intensely, he knows exactly everything about her.
Yeah. So the deputies in the moment arrested him, and detectives followed up with this guy, got a search warrant for his phone, and found a whole bunch more evidence of him stalking her inside of his phone.
Wow.
And then he also admitted to stalking her, that he was still in love with her. These kind of cases, as I keep saying, can be terrifying to the victims. And they happen more often than you know. I mean, thank God for her for reporting it, because you never know how these can end up. These can end up as these true crime stories on TV where the woman gets murdered and disposed of in some mine shaft somewhere.
So up until this point, it sounds like there's been no crime committed.
Well, there was a crime committed when she had a restraining order against him. There was a crime committed.
Okay.
So the original stalking, when they broke up 3 years ago, there was a permanent restraining order in place, and he knew it. Like I said, when they end up, the detectives interview him, and he says, it's one of these, but I love her. Like, that's going to cure everything.
Yeah.
But
doesn't work.
But I love her.
Doesn't work.
Oh.
Wow.
So it was another good case. We're grateful for the victim reporting it. Yeah. You know, it's just a real strong advocate for people that you can't just take these things into your own hands. You've got to, like she did, call 911 and let the police, let law enforcement resolve this.
So what happened to him?
Went to jail, and now he'll be in violation of his prior cases, and hopefully the judges will take this serious, and he'll do some jail time behind this, I hope.
And hopefully he'll realize that love isn't all that it's cracked up to be.
Well, yeah.
Or at least in his mind.
There you go.
Yeah.
She doesn't love you anymore.
No. Time to go away and stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away. Hey, that's a wrap for this week's Justice Files. I'm Tom Fricke here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And remember, knowledge is power, and a little laughter along the way doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, and just so we're clear, our coverage does not include every crime. We leave out the most serious and sensitive cases, and all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. With that said, stay safe, stay informed. And if you're thinking about committing a crime, remember, it never ends well, and you might just end up as our next feature.
You can also read the Summit County Justice Files on the Summit County Sheriff's Office website. That address, the URL, is summitsheriffcolorado.gov. Until next time, this is the Summit County Justice Files, where law meets laughs and justice always has the final say. As always, Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Until next week.